From the Heart, July 13. The Lord is in this place. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. Jacob awoke with a solemn sense of the presence of God. Through the Spirit of God, the plan of redemption was revealed to him, not fully, but such parts as it was essential for him to know. The time of Christ's first advent was yet far in the future, but God would not let his servant remain in ignorance of the fact that sinful men and women have been provided an advocate with the Father. Up to the time of Adam and Eve's rebellion against the government of God, there had been free communion with God. Heaven and earth had been connected by a path that the Lord loved to traverse. But the sin of Adam and Eve separated earth from heaven. The curse of sin was upon the human race and was so offensive to God that fallen humanity could have no communion with their Maker, however much they might desire it. They could not climb the battlements of heaven and enter the city of God, for there entereth into it nothing that defileth. The latter represents Jesus, the appointed medium of communication. Had he not with his own merits bridged the gulf that sin had made? The ministering angels, ascending and descending on that ladder, would have held no communication with sinners. All this was revealed to Jacob in his dream. Although his mind at once grasped a part of the revelation, its great and mysterious truths were the study of his lifetime and unfolded to his understanding more and more. In his conversation with Nathanael, Jesus referred to this mystic ladder on which Jacob gazed with pleased wonder. Said he, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." It is our life work to commence at the lowest round of the ladder and step by step to ascend toward heaven. We ascend by successive steps. When we let go of one round, it is to grasp another that is still higher. Thus, the hand is constantly reaching upward for successive degrees of grace, and the feet are planted on one round after another, until finally an abundant entrance shall be administered to us into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.